The following message was recorded at New Beginnings Church in Slidell, Louisiana. Please feel free to duplicate and share this message as you feel led. And you are invited to visit us at New Beginnings Church at 330 Robert Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458. Our Sunday services start at 10 a.m., and if you have any questions, call us at 985-781-4663. And may God richly bless you as you listen to this message.
Today's broadcast includes several graphic slides and some videos that the Ziegler showed during their presentation. We apologize that they're not included in this audio track. Do the best you can to imagine the pictures. Thank you.
Martin Luther didn't have to fool with any iPad. He didn't have a Bible, so he just took the one they had and wrote one for himself in German. Did a great job of it, by the way. We're a special treat. It's always a treat for me to be around the Zieglers. They're a fine living example of what Christian people ought to be like in their life. I see them quite frequently. I know their heart to serve our Savior. And God, in His divine providence, put them together as newlyweds. Now, how long has it been now? What's the anniversary? A year? It is a holy Christmas coming up, yeah. So they'll have their anniversary soon. I knew them when they were just little ships on the sea of life just floating around. And the great magnet of love grabbed them and drug them together. And we have the wonderful Ziegler family. I can't tell you how much I appreciate these two on a personal level and also for what they do in the kingdom. They're very, very active. As you know, they just came back from actually a lifelong dream of serving in Africa. This is a second trip. And so I wanted to be the first to get them several weeks ago before they left. I said, what church are you going to first when you get back to Slidell? And they said, well, we don't have anything. I said, good, you're going to my church then. I want to get fresh bread. So I asked them just to take the service and share as they see fit, share the Word of God, their experience. And I promise you, you'll be blessed today. So with that said and done, here they are. The Z people, David and Grace.
All right. Grace will use it when she comes up.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and keep it. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
Appreciate that greeting. And it's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having us back. I know that we're on live stream, so some folks might be viewing us by computer. And hello to all the folks that live stream. There may be some watching us in Uganda as well today. Amazing to think how things can take place technologically these days, that we can be speaking in little old Slidell, Louisiana, and it be portrayed and shot all across the world. So we're grateful to be here, and I am here to let you know, thank you for your church support as New Beginnings Church to Grace and I personally. We have so benefited from your prayers, from your financial support, and your words of encouragement. And those things just boost us all the more as we get ready to go. We're a part of the Slidell Ministers Association as well, and we're so thankful for our other pastor friends and minister friends here in Slidell that are a part of what we do. And they were cheering us on as well as we left just recently, mid-November, actually at the 9th, and we just returned on Tuesday. So we were gone about 18 days, and we're glad to be home, and we're getting over our jet lag. Just as of recent, we really got a good sleep last night because there are 9 hours ahead of us there in Uganda, and so it's quite a time of adjustment when you come back, especially when Grace was not feeling too well and got sick. But we thank you for your prayers because she was out for 4 days where she had got the flu and had to lay up in the hotel for a little while in order to gain her strength back and in order to continue with the mission. But we were able, because of her amazing administrative ability, to and set us off at a good pace to be for her to be able to rest and it still work. So she can talk more about that when she gets up. But this is my turn, and I'm going to show you a series of slides and present what we have been able to do for about 18 days in Uganda. So I'm going to take out my little thing here that I was assigned and see how it works here. And by the way, we had us a great time here. It is? Okay.
There you go.
This one right here.
You got to have the magic touch here.
Okay, it's on.
It's on, and you push this white button, and it works.
Hallelujah. So as you can see, it takes an older guy to get me straight here. But I don't have that much room to talk since I've got this silver chin. As you can see over to my right here is our team. Grace and I at the front. David and Sally Ball, who Sally is one of my sisters here and her husband, and then Aubrey on the other side, it was our nurse. It's really a dream come true for us to be able to go and experience Africa. God has been on our heart about it for many years, Grace and mine, as well as my sister Sally, to go to Africa and to work with the people. And so after many years of prayer and him getting us in the right alignment, we finally all got to go together. So that's us there in the airport as we begin to take off to go. We were welcomed in a tremendous way, again, by all the children at Love and Care for All. We were able to visit three orphanages, this one being first, Love and Care for All. Of course, Grace and I went at the beginning of the year in April, and this was our second return, but this time with three others, the medical team. And so I'm going to show you a series of what we did. This actually was the first day when we were able to go and make visit with Love and Care for All, so they welcomed us. And as you can see, there really isn't much grass in this particular place. There isn't really much grass at all in Uganda because it's so dry. It's right on the equator. And the kids took some mud here and they fashioned out some hearts and some trees and put our name next to it. Very creative. We have, at this particular orphanage where we did some medical work, about 105-6 kids. And so they all gathered together, and by the way, they did everything in order, amazing order. As a part of our welcome, you can see they're rejoicing in their dance. This is their Ugandan cultural dance. The feathers represent a bird called Crested Crane, which is their country's symbol. We had some entertainment when we came. Some of these children are some of the children that we met our first trip when I was still at the orphanage. The kids adopted this dance and learned their Ugandan heritage dance, and so we're just so grateful to them. Wow. Even before we started medical mission, as you can see here to the left, that is Sabanye's, our friend Valentino, that many of you have learned about our friend. That is his father. His father was having some medical issues, and so we addressed him first. He came and visited with us the second day that we were there, and we were able to actually help him out, and we have found out that he's doing a whole lot better. So medically, we were able to help him as our first. We also had here Dr. Roy. We had planned previously, believe it or not, with Bob Riles, who hooked us up with another minister that goes to Uganda that's from Slidell. Her name is Stella, and Stella hooked us up with an actual medical clinic that she's a part of in another part of Uganda. And with that other medical clinic was Dr. Roy. And Dr. Roy accompanied us our whole time we were doing medical clinic because my sister wanted some Ugandan doctors to help, and they were able to come and actually volunteer their time with us, and we were able to help Dr. Roy as she came and helped us. She's an amazing doctor, full of the Holy Spirit, able to pray for patients as well as diagnose them and do a great job. We're so thankful that she was with us. We're hoping that she's watching us live too today. There's Dr. Ball, Sally, working on one of the kids' feet. She had a great time with all that she was able to do as far as diagnosing. How many of you know who that is she's working with there? That's Baby James, that's right. And that's Fatuma, Baby James's mom. Darren and Fatuma were able to come and minister here. And we were able to check out Baby James here, who had some sniffles. Here again is our Ugandan friends. Here's Valentino standing up there, his father all the way to the right. And in between is Dr. Lawanga in the back and his medical tech, Benson. Now, little did we know that on our second day of medical clinic that we were going to have some extra help. So Valentino, who actually is an incredible young man that came to Christ the first time we went, hooked us up with his father and these other two medical workers. Dr. Lawanga is in the back. He has, down in the southern part of Uganda, a clinic. And his lab tech is there in the front named Benson. We did not ask for help from these guys, but they came and they volunteered their time to help with us. It's so amazing to watch how God coordinated so many people to come and help us. We had folks come from the United States to do their part in Uganda to help with Love and Care for All from California. Little did we know that they were going to help us medically as well. So God had so much already going by the time we got there. And it was a reception, wonderful reception from the Ugandan people, but we also got help medically and teamed up with other people there that were medically ready to help us. There's more stories about Dr. Lawanga and his group too. So here we are, Love and Care for All, and Dr. Roy and Dr. Lawanga helping out with diagnosing some of the children. Had an amazing time these 4 days that we were able to do medical clinic. We started at our Love and Care for All with Darren and Fatuma, and then we went to another orphanage, and it was called Timothy Orphanage. Dr. Lawanga, and of course Valentino's in the middle, and Carol came and assisted with Dr. Lawanga. She's also a medical assistant working with him. This is Timothy Orphanage, where we were able to work with about 30 children at this particular one. This is a very big orphanage in the town of Masaka, Uganda, where we were able to minister. Then we went to our third orphanage, which is called Nurture Baby Home. And Nurture Baby Home is overseen by a lady named Faye Gerard out of New Iberia, Louisiana. We met up with her before we actually went on our first trip back in the spring. And wouldn't you know, she had a group called Nurture Baby Home. Most of these children were babies and now have grown, and she is overseeing Nurture Baby Home. Here are some of our workers working with these children. It was an amazing time. Really was an amazing time to see what we could do. Here Sally's helping one of the children with an abscess that was on the bottom of her foot. They gave her a little shot of an injection to numb it, and then they were able to lance that thing and to work on this little one's foot. Her and Aubrey did a great, great job together. In fact, Aubrey, the nurse in the blue, was somewhat under Sally's tutelage when Sally was a teacher at the high school in New Orleans, before she went on to med school. Here are the children at Nurture Baby Home having some fun with some balloons. You got to have some fun with the kids other than working on them, because sometimes you hear the cries and the screams because they're not sure exactly what's going to happen to them if they have to go under the knife, because some of them did. And working with Pastor Sam of Nurture Baby Home, who will have a story about him before we end today as well. other little ones came and were able to be touched, and we are so grateful that we were able to have a microscope given to us. It was an amazing thing how that all that came about, and I won't give you all the details, but I'll let you know that we were in need of a microscope, and a group out of Arkansas actually donated a microscope for us to use and to take with us. Dr. Ball didn't really have time to use that microscope, and wouldn't you know, God sent the medical technologist, Dr. Lawanga and his group, to do the medical work that needed to be done with the microscope. So it was indeed amazing that we had the equipment, but we needed people to help us, and God sent us the people to help us with the medical equipment. By the way, that medical equipment group out of Arkansas, I believe it was Delta Optics is their name, they told Dr. Ball, they said, we want to donate this binocular microscope to you, and that you are to pray and ask God who you should leave it with in Uganda, because you don't need to bring it back with you to the States. And so we did, and she did give it away, and we'll see in a few minutes here. And we are promised that we'll get another one the next time we go. It's amazing to see His hand of provision and how He's working. Right after our medical clinic of 4 days, we went on down to this place called Shalom Medical Center, which I love it. It just so happened to come up while we're doing our work here. In the picture, you'll see a lady back there. That's Stella. And Stella lives here in Slidell. It's so amazing that she happened to come at the same time we did. And this is a medical clinic that she helps to finance. And so we came and were able to help out and to bring supplies and medication to that one. In their actual places there where they house people in their clinic, you'll usually have about 2 beds. Very humble means as to what they have. Most people usually have to have their family come in and nurse them if a doctor can actually see you. If a doctor gets to see you in a medical clinic, you're really doing well. This is the outside of their medical clinic where there's several doors where you could go in and see the different rooms where the patients were. There is Stella and Becky. Becky's from California. She's also a Uganda supporter. They came as a team. We met them. Dr. Ball is there on the right, and she was looking at this young girl seated next to Dr. Ball, little girl that had been adopted by the doctor on staff there at Shalom Medical Clinic. He was at another hospital one day, and this little girl came in and was in the hospital. The mother of this little girl did not see the need for her to be alive and begin to take her life and to beat this little child. And she ends up in the hospital with 2 broken arms. And Dr. Dan, who's running Shalom Medical Clinic, adopts her and brings her home and has begun to work on her physically because she was physically damaged. Dr. Ball checked her out just to make sure whatever could be done while we were there for this little girl. A lot of children are beaten if they are not wanted by their parents, sometimes to death. But we thank God that we were able to see this one spared, this little girl. Okay, went on to another clinic. Those people really aren't that height. There we go. We visited the Kenoni Health Gate, which was at another part of Masaka where we were. Dr. Lawanga, the group that came to help us. And when we visited their day, the clinic on the day that we were there on a Saturday, they presented us with a goat. As you can see, they brought that goat to us, and that was our gift. And we were thankful for the goat, but we were wondering how we were going to take this goat home. And they said, don't worry about it. It's your lunch. So we're going to fix this goat for you. So we were so thankful to have not only a great dinner that day, but it was really our Thanksgiving dinner. We celebrated that Saturday, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and they gave us a great feast with their Ugandan food. Grace and I, really, on Thanksgiving Day, we had some beef on a stick and some bananas for Thanksgiving. So we were just happy and grateful about it all. What I did was, even though you might not be able to see the pictures, I kind of noted in my notes here some other things that took place on our trip here as well. We were able to treat about 200 kids medically because of all the help that we had. We weren't really sure how many we were going to be able to treat, but as it came, it was about 200. We treated cases for malaria, HIV, pneumonia, and a few other things where people had diseases that we could actually lance off and help. HIV is still a problem in Uganda, and the doctors are steadily working at what they can do to eliminate that. There's a lot taking place with all that they can do. They have meager means as to what they can do. That's why when we were able to go, we packed up all our suitcases full of medication and brought it to them, including the microscope and a few other things. So we were so grateful to be able to bring the medication that many of you helped us to gain. We've got two pharmacies here that donated a lot of the medical medicine and supplies. I want to say who it was. It was Broswell's over in Covington and Lacombe Family Pharmacy. These pharmacists bent over backwards to help us and to give us medication and all types of amoxicillin and things that would help the children. So we are grateful for all that has been done for us. And by the way, they know how to fix goat. That goat was really prepared well. Hey, that's technology for you. Here we are out at the front of the Chinoni Health Gate with Dr. Lawanga, some of our team. And that was the day we had our goat. Go for it. Thank you. All right. Here's Grace in one of the hospital rooms. Lady just had a baby, and she was able to hug on that baby a little bit and show love. Dr. Lawanga handed it to her. We can keep going. Okay, here is where Dr. Ball was able to give the microscope to Dr. Lawanga. And she also gave of some of her actual medical supplies that she first used when she got out of med school. So it's really amazing how touched Dr. Ball was to be able to give away some of her personal items to Dr. Lawanga, who actually did not have many items at all to work with. There's Benson working there with a microscope and Dr. Ball looking on, making sure she had it all under control. Amazing how quick the Ugandan people learned. Amazing. Okay, switching gears off the medical clinic and on to what we had to do. I was able to speak our first Sunday there. There's Brother Frederick interpreting for me. Had a great time with being able to preach and present the Lord American style. Aubrey came on up and gave testimony as to how wonderful a time she was having and grateful to be in Uganda, Africa, the first time.
So he would be aligned with the will of God. And only very recently in my life, I have realized the power in prayer. But only when we are aligned with It happens. Because God wants to do it right now. See, God can do all things. But he waits on us. The Bible says we have not because we ask.
As you can see, David Ball there ministering the word as we panned across, and you can see the children filling the church. The church is predominantly filled with children. It's so amazing that they are able to come every Sunday and get fed the word of God all the time. We'll go ahead and go on to the next one. Sally was able to minister to the young children. As you can see how attentive they are, such small children, such small little ones, but yet attentive, able to listen, able to allow their attention to not wander. I was amazed. Okay. Wow, here again is our son in the Lord, Valentino, with his two little ones, David and Sally, hugging on him. That's Vianney, little guy, and little Hope. We were so glad to be able to be with him and spend time with him again this time, this trip. Grace and I holding on to him, hugging on to him. We'll just keep going here. Sure. We had opportunity to go to a graduation, a college graduation. Yeah, why don't you come on up? Grace is going to help me. But this was a college graduation that we were able to be a part of, a Catholic ceremony where the children are going to dance a little bit. 9 graduates graduated from a particular university there in Mississauga. And we'll see a little bit of their video coming up in just a second.
Should be the next video. So what I'd like to do is give you an update on all of the people whose lives were touched during the first trip. And we've put them on the tail end of the video thing to give you an update on what's going on in their lives. What is God doing in their lives now? And we're glad to report he's doing some great things. The Lord had us meet up with some new people. And this is Pastor Augustine and his wife, Resty, and her brother, John. They invited us into their home. And the good news about them is that he would like for us to work with him when we go back. He would like us to go and do some village work. He goes into the villages and evangelizes within the villages, going door to door. And so in the future, we will be doing some work with him. We were invited to participate in an engagement party. Now, to go to an engagement party in Uganda is like going back in time. And the two families, the girl is the bride-to-be is in the pink. She came in later. When they first come in, the potential groom and his family come in. They are greeted by the relatives. There's a question and answer time. A lot of it was in Lugandan, but every now and then the one who was conducting the meeting would interpret for us and let us know what was happening. So they went through an intense time of asking questions. They needed to do a genealogy check to make sure that this man and potential wife were not from the same tribe. Okay? So that's what you see taking place here. And eventually they let her go over to his side. The potential groom is the one standing. The man sitting right there is his father. The gentleman that you see with the white robe there is her uncle. Her father had died when she was young, so the oldest brother of the family takes over and conducts any family business. Okay, here is further into the question and answer time, and the young man, we don't know what he was saying, but there came a part where he had to kneel by that uncle and make some presentations. Eventually, it was approved. There was some glitches when they found out they were from two different faiths. There was a problem. They did work it out, and in the end, they gave them the okay to go ahead and be engaged. So we were then invited to the feast, and this is the little bride and groom. They asked us to pray over them, so we got to have a blessing over them.
Yes.
Now, this is what you really need to see. We asked them, could we please take a picture of this? They knew that it was different for us to see this. After the dinner, they go back into the living room, and the groom's family went outside. They came back in bearing gifts. Now, this is not the dowry. There will be a dowry paid. They do still use cows. They agree on how many cows the wife is worth. And so a dowry is still paid. I found out Dave got off really cheap.
Uh-oh.
I think he owes me some cows. But I want to show you these gifts. This is the first gifts that have to be brought. The groom has to give gifts to the potential bride's family. Okay. And so when it comes back on, you're going to see like a sack of flour or a sack of sugar. You'll see drinks, a huge thing of cooking oil, just a lot of kitchen staples. But what I really want you to see is what they brought in last, and it's in the middle of the screen. It is half of a cow. Will it come back on? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll come back on and you'll get to see. But a half of a cow was brought in. It was wrapped in white plastic, but we could see the hoofs sticking out of the back.
Yeah, there
were
some.
Some bananas. That's right. Bananas, it could have also been the Matoki. Which looks just like the banana, but that's right. Yes, bananas, drinks, sugar, all kinds of gifts for them to use. Remember, they do not have any refrigeration. There's no freezers or refrigeration. So we said they probably will go out and cook that cow immediately, and I'm not sure what they do to preserve it, but they do know how to preserve it. After that, let's see, that would be the engagement ceremony. Let's see if it comes up.
There it is.
Okay, can you see it right here? It's wrapped in the white, and the hoof is laying on top of the bananas.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Can you follow it? Little red button. There
right
we go.
Right there.
Right there is the hoof.
And there's the leg, and it's, of course, it's all wrapped up right there. But that little hoof is right there.
It's a beautiful ceremony. The ladies dress in their finest, and it's very colorful. All the ladies are dressed in bright colors. For lack of time, we had to weed some of those photos out. Mm-hmm. Okay, bringing you up to date on little Ronald. Any of you remember the little Ronald story, the little boy who had been severely abused and traumatized, and then we got to see the Lord heal him during the foot washing ceremony? This is little Ronald. He is doing well. As soon as we pulled up in the yard the very first evening, he came running up to us for hugs and kisses and saying, calling us Mommy and Daddy. It was really sweet. And that is Uncle Alan. He's the social worker at Love and Care for All. He is the one who teaches the children the Ugandan crafts that we bring back to the States and sell. These are pillow dresses. Sally's, one of the ladies that she knew in Shreveport, got her church together. They made 50 pillow dresses for all of the girls. And Sally didn't get to do this. It was her idea, bless her heart, but she got sick after I got sick. And so she wasn't able to come and do the ceremony, but so I had to do it in her place. We did a princess ceremony, and we taught the children the story of Esther and how she had to prepare for the king. And then we anointed them and perfumed them, and then we dressed them in their little pillow dresses.
Pillowcases, huh?
Yes. Invited us to come and be a part. We got to share a little bit of God's word with them.
In the middle of the circle, the dogs are chilling out because they're comfortable. And they feel peace. They're not sick.
They're singing about Yahweh. And then let's see what will be next. Some of them are a little out of order right now, but I'm just going with it. Okay, now we can tell you, we can give you an update on the orphanage itself. They've been in a leased building, and they have gotten word from the landlord they must be out by December 31st. Well, as you know, that's short notice. Yes. But they already owned the land on the mountain. We showed you that before. And so they had already, they had broken ground, and had bricks delivered. So we were there on this day to dedicate the land and to begin to lay the first bricks for the foundation. You can see here, everything was dug, and these are some of the workers in the back. The workers are living on the mountaintop so that they can work early in the morning, work all the way till late at night. That's a load of the bricks that had been delivered. These are some of the workers. They were shoveling, you can see, some sand and dirt together. And then our next picture is Dave getting ready to say a prayer and dedicate the land for the building. Pay attention, this young man on the left was a worker. And one of my favorite stories of our trip took place right there. That young man began to speak in Lugandan as Dave began to talk, and Fatuma interpreted for us, and she told Dave, she said, he wants to go and get a goat and sacrifice the goat, because in their culture, the goat would be a blessing, like you would sacrifice that blood and then bless the land. So we were able to witness and explain to him that we don't need to sacrifice the blood of bulls and goats any longer. And I'd like to share with you for just a minute, Hebrews 10. This is what we were able to share with him. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. It tells us that, behold, I've come to do thy will. He takes away the first in order to establish the second. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. We were able to share that Jesus's blood had already been shed once for all, and it was sufficient. And the word tells us he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet. For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified, you and me. I saw this as three little things real quick. There's a dilemma. And the dilemma was that it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to sacrifice for sin. And then I saw that the solution was that Jesus said, "Behold, I've come to do thy will." And he shed his blood, which was sufficient for your sins and my sins. And then I see that God gives us a challenge in these few scriptures. It said, "And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Listen to the challenge. Let us hold fast that confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. That is the challenge for you and me, encouraging one another as that day draws near. So his blood was sufficient. That's one of my favorite. You can see the same man. We explained this to him, and when we prayed, he bowed his head in prayer. Amen.
Yes.
And here's Dave laying the first brick. Each of us took a turn. I think we've only put in here Dave and Sally laying the first bricks. But each of us took a turn laying one. A few days later, we went back, or 2 weeks later, and look how much had been done.
Yes, in 2 weeks, that much had been done.
That's Fatuma and I standing near it. You can see how they put the bricks up. Please pray for that project. It is a work by faith. Every load of bricks is faith that brings it in. There's no water on the mountain. I said, "Fatuma, how are you going to get water by the end of December?" Because she wants to move the children in. She said, "By the grace of God." I said, "Okay, by the grace of God it will be." So pray for them to be able to get water.
They dug and put the plastic in and cover it with water.
They did. They did dig a hole further down, but she had that water brought in by a big fire truck. Yeah,
right.
They dug a hole, but the only water was they had a fire truck to come in and put water into the hole, like with a tarp in it to hold it. That was for the workers to use to do the brick laying. Yeah. So there'll be a girls' dorm and a boys' dorm in there. That's the first building, phase one, of New Love and Care for All. This is Pastor Sam. Dave and I started praying before we left about what would the next trip be? What would God have us to concentrate on the next trip? And we kind of felt like it would be a spiritual trip. It would be something maybe where we can go and do some crusades, but we didn't know how that would be. And then God had us meet up with Pastor Sam, who had no idea, and one day as he was leaving said, "Have you ever thought about coming to Uganda and doing a crusade?" I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, Pastor Sam, we've just started praying about that." And he said, "I can do that for you. That's what I do." He said, "I go throughout the villages and I can organize the crusade." He said, "I've got the sound equipment." And then he said, "How big would you like it? What number would you like?" And I looked at him and I couldn't answer, and I guess I had a funny look on my face, and Dave wasn't there, so I couldn't answer for the both of us. And I said, I don't know how to answer you. I said, because I don't want to limit God, so I'm not going to give you an answer. I said, let's just pray. Let's just start praying, and let's see what God wants to do. So that's Pastor Sam. This is Sunrise over Masaka. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as his name rises over Masaka?
Yes, yes.
This is Lake Victoria, in Entebbe. Part of it, it's huge. I think it's five, did we say it's like five times as big as Lake Pontchartrain?
Yeah.
It's huge. Yes. And these are just three fun pictures here. We always tell you about the Boda Bodas. So here's a man on the back of the Boda Boda with a storm door. Here's one with an umbrella. And lastly, here's one with a cow. That is
it.
I know that in there we didn't have Valentino's testimony, but I think for the sake of time, we won't show the video. Should I read it, John?
Yeah, why don't you read it?
Because of time, we won't show the video, but he gave his testimony. And I'd just like, I did write it. I'd like to share with you what he said in his testimony. He said, "My new family I have here. I'm the son in Christ to Grace and Dave. I remember one day it was Grace that told me about Jesus Christ. I'm a new believer in Jesus Christ. I was a Catholic. I am now born again. I had been praying without receiving Jesus Christ. So I received Jesus Christ, and all my things changed. Those who are staying in Masaka, I was working for the Trans-African, and I couldn't make out the last word, the company that works streetlights in Saboya section, but the contract ended long time ago, so I was there with no work. After I processed to go to Dubai and work, but I had no money to get the ticket. But because of Jesus Christ, I'm now working in Dubai. I became born again. It was 27 April in front of Diamond Trust Bank with Grace." And by the way, he told us that that bank means so much to him, he went and opened up an account there. He says, "It's where I confessed Christ. Although I work with the Arabs, I am a Christian and I pray." And then he was so happy about his father, who we were able to help medically, that Jesus helped. He said, "And Jesus has helped my father. He went to the hospital for an exam. They told him he has cancer, but he went to another hospital, and they told him he has an ulcer. But because of Jesus Christ, my father will be well. Thank you, Jesus." And then he says, "I'm called Sebonye Valentine Jr., and Dave gave me his name, David." He says, "My father, my daddy in Christ."
Oh. Amazing.
That is Valentino, and you will hopefully get to meet him because we've been talking with him about bringing him here next December so he can spend a few weeks with us.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
Amen. I just wanted to touch a little bit on what took place just the day before we left on the trip. I picked my phone up actually on the day we were leaving, and I looked down at my phone and I saw a message from CFAN, which is Christ for All Nations, Reinhard Bonnke's ministry. And I really believe that it was not by mistake that I picked my phone up that day and saw that I had a message from that ministry. And while in Uganda, you saw the picture, Pastor Sam asked us about, would we be interested in doing a crusade? And you can't manufacture these things. Only God can really pull together these type of events. And so, Grace and I have been praying, but I do see the more that we talk about it, the more that we stand here, the more that God confirms that we should pray for that. For us to be able to conduct a crusade the next time we go. We don't know exactly how to do it, but we do know that, wow, in the small town of Masaka, which actually is one of the largest cities in Uganda, we're going to pray and we're going to say, "Lord, what would you have us do?" Another thing that took place, just off the cuff, on our way back, I checked my phone again, and I saw that Brother Anthony Marquise, a great brother in Christ who is with White Dove Fellowship, that he himself will be heading to Uganda as well next in about 2 weeks from now. He is a missionary, as many of you may know, to Russia. He goes to Russia. And I saw, and I looked down, and I was wondering, I said, I wonder if he meant to say a Russian city that he was going to. And I thought, Uganda. Pastor Anthony headed to Uganda. So I will get in touch with him this week concerning that. But yet, I did text him, and I found out that he indeed is going to Masaka, and it wasn't a Russian country that he would be visiting. And they're going to be going and working with some of the seminaries that they work with to help graduate some people from seminaries in that area. So all I know is that you take the little pieces that God shows you and gives you, and you work and pray and see where those pieces lead to. I truly believe that the Lord gave me words years and years ago, back on the other side of the lake in New Orleans at Word of Faith Church, and that words were given to me from the men laying hands on me and said that you would go and that you would preach in other nations and that you would hold crusades and that the name of the Lord would be given glory and that there would be signs and wonders. And here we are. All I know is that what I've been told many years ago, we're seeing take place little by little. Thank God, little by little, because if it was all at one time, I don't think we could actually stand it. He is so good to us. He is so faithful. What was prophesied over 30 years ago is now coming into fruition. And all we have to say is pray that these things do so that we can go and do our part. We'd love to be a part of what we've seen, of what, say, Reinhard Bonnke does as far as evangelism, but if he chooses to use us in a different way, then so be it. But the gospel of Christ will be proclaimed, and we will do this in the way he wants us to do it. It's wonderful to go over there and experience what we've seen and to be a part. It's so amazing how we come back here with America not really living in Old Testament days, but we go to Africa and we see how the Old Testament influences all over Africa. But here in our country, we've never had to have that Old Testament influence. Everything was as a result of our founding fathers believing in Christ and enacting the New Testament. So it's so different to go and to see people still doing these things with blood and sacrificing animals and such. But yet, thank God we have the answer. We have the Christ, the Messiah, the one who has come and shown us the way to live. Came, he lived, crucified, died, and was resurrected, and now as a result, we have new life if we're willing to confess our sin. He is so faithful. So we do our part. We want to say thank you for doing your part. We get excited every time we think about New Beginnings Church because we get to come, we get to love on you, we get to thank you, we get to worship with you. But God gets glorified. And that's the most important thing, is that he be glorified. Listen, we love telling stories. We're working on our preaching thing. I know one day that will come to pass. The words will come. The signs and wonders will happen. We feel that God is showing us through signs and wonders what we're to do. But we want to see it enacted in the lives of people. We want to see people come to Christ in the way he wants us to do it. We want to see miracles take place. We want to see people that we were working on medically be healed supernaturally. And we know that this stuff exists. It happens. And we're going to see more of it in our country with folks becoming more desperate. As we become more desperate, he's going to be faithful. We're the ones that have not been faithful. I wish we could be faithful. We're strong. We do what we possibly can do in him, but wow, we're weak. But in our weakness, thank God he's made strong. So we're here to just love on you and thank you for all that you've done to help us to do and to be and to go forth mightily and strong in him and do great things. He's an amazing Father. As we were worshiping earlier, how many of you saw the pictures of the people up there? some of the artists, the Christian artists. Amazing to see some of those folks. I've met some of those people up there on that stage, and it's amazing to see that they're still here, and that we're still here, and we're still doing His work. So be encouraged, and we're here to thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing, and to helping us personally. Amen?
Amen.
Can we pray before I sit down here? Yeah, if you'll stand with me, and we'll... Lord, we thank you today, dear God, for your hand of blessing and peace. And God, we're so thankful for what you've done in grace in my life, Lord, and how this body here and those even listening by live stream have helped us to become what we are, Lord, in you, by loving, giving, encouraging, praying. And God, it's all about you. It's all about Jesus and the finished work that He's done in our lives. And we want that work, dear God, to be first and foremost, that your name be glorified. We thank you for what you've done today here in this body, here at New Beginnings. We thank you, God, for what you're doing throughout the earth, even as we're praying right now. And we ask, dear God, that these testimonies would be a glory to your name, and that, dear Father, that many would come to know you as a result of your gentleness and your grace and your mercy shown through each of our lives, Lord. We just want to lift our hands as a sign of surrender, that, dear God, without you and without the finished work of Christ done in our hearts, that we're nothing. But because you've done a work in our lives, because of the finished work of Christ, it flows upon us, dear God, like oil flowing down us, as people were anointed in the old days, Lord, when oil went down their foreheads and flowed throughout their bodies. We thank you for the unity of the body. We pray strength. We pray peace. We pray your love, Lord, be extended into each of our lives, our hearts, our families. Thank you for this Christmas season. We thank you for all your goodness, Lord. May it flow through us, in us, and all around us, Lord, as we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, my brother.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here today. I know that you were blessed to hear what's taking place through these two servants of the King. they'll be back. Keep us posted as plans are generated and come back more and let us know so we can participate and see how we can help in any way we can. We want to be a part of what you're doing. So don't just come with reports. Let us help with the plans too, okay? And we'll do our best to help you. All right. You are dismissed in the name of the Lord. Thank you for being here. God bless you. If you need prayer or something special, we'll be up here. We'll be glad to pray for you.